It's 90.7 WFUV New York, listener-supported public media from Fordham, the Jesuit University of New York. On air, online, and always commercial-free.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Sherman. Much as I prefer CDs, I sometimes do bite the streaming bullet and play singles. So that's what's on the agenda today with the one-at-a-time folk songs of Woody's Children. As you regular listeners know, when I can, I like to start off with a song by or about Pete Seeger. And since we have a brand new single from Andy and Judy Daigle, our folk overture is ready to roll.
In these times when there's fighting in the streets, reason can be hard to hear. In these times when talking's done in tweets, spreading hatred and fear. In these times I miss him most, his honesty and truth. In these times I often ask, what would Pete do? He would travel across the land with his banjo in his hand, bringing everyone together. With his songs he'd knock down walls, bringing harmony to all. He would work to make things better. We can make a difference too. Just ask yourself, what would Pete do? In these times when there is a great divide, rich and poor, black and white, in these times when science is denied by puppets with no alibi, in these times it's hard to trust what you're reading in the news, in these times I often ask, what would Pete do? He would travel across the land with his banjo in his hand, bringing everyone together. With his songs he'd knock down walls, bringing harmony to all. He would work to make things better. We can make a difference too. Just ask yourself, what would Pete do? We can make a difference if we see we are the same. Helping one another, we can bring about a change. Singing songs together can help us make it through. This is what Pete would do. He would travel across the land with his banjo in his hand, bringing everyone together. With his songs he'd knock down walls, bringing harmony to all. He would work to make things better. We can make a difference too. Just ask yourself, what would Pete do? With his songs he'd knock down walls, bringing harmony to all. He would work to make things better. We can make a difference too. Just ask yourself, what would Pete do?
A simple yet wise way of approaching many of our current social issues. Just ask yourself, what would Pete do? That single by Andy and Judy Daigle will preface a whole hour of songs that may make it to proper CDs someday, but so far are only streaming out there in virtual space. Here's another example from the Daigles, who this time give a modern slant to the thrust of many spirituals, where coded messages equate liberation from slavery with the solace awaiting across the River Jordan. "I will not be afraid," say Andy and Judy. "There is freedom in hope." And I'll follow that with three other new songs that take a similar focus and swirl it forward into what might well be dubbed today's spirituals.
My heart is heavy these days, my heart is heavy these days, when the darkness comes to carry me away, the angels come to
gonna grieve. Whatever you believe can happen. breathe. Our people gonna grieve.
Study what I do.
Our people gonna pray. Take our rights away. See you on election day. Our people gonna pray.
Study what I do.
Our people gonna rise.
Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way. Just
one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Stepping left and stepping right, stepping by day and stepping by night. Freedom is many splendid thing, and I feel freedom when I sing. Just
one little step towards freedom, one little step towards freedom, one little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Got freedom in my bones and in my shoes. If you ain't tasted freedom, you got nothing to lose. Freedom means we've got equal rights. All the little children gonna light their lights. Just
one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Freedom on the bus and in the school. Freedom at the public swimming pool. You can hear the bell that freedom rings. Sing the song that freedom sings.
Just one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. I'm walking the rest of the way.
Just
one little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom. One little step towards freedom.
Freedom rides. Amen to the rising tide. Amen to liberation song. Amen to carry it on.
And they're a kind of spiritual-influenced medley, all on single releases that I hope will eventually find their way to CD. We began with Andy and Judy Daigle's There's Freedom in Hope. Emma's Revolution followed with a bit of musical revolution, since Pat Humphries and Sandy Oh invited Reggie Harris to join their promise that our people gonna rise. Reggie was back, this time with Kathy Fink and the Children's Chorus of Washington, taking One Little Step. And just now it was Colleen Catau saying amen to the Freedom Rides. A first-timer on Woody's wrote me at the suggestion of John Platt. So that's an encouraging sign. Drew Velting says he's a native New Yorker and a longtime listener to Woody's Children. It's getting better and better. Perhaps recalling Bob Dylan's The Lonesome Death of Hattie Carroll, Drew recounts the mournful death of Heather Heyer, commemorating the tragedy in Charlottesville just a few years ago.
I'm telling the tale that I'm telling, it's slanted. It's a grave and sad story to tell. How I marched with a woman in those same boots of lead, and I watched as those protesters fell. And an angry young man, without any warning, mowed her down in his automobile. Hard-hearted he drove through that crowd at high speed, her labors and youth he did steal. And there be well, Heather Heyer, I ain't seen your shadow no more. But when I get marching, I know you're beside me, 'cause angels are hard to ignore. I've seen Joan of Arc masquerade in that alley, in her black pants and matching black shirt. And blamelessly not knowing 10 steps from then, she'd be lying face down in the dirt. Heather Heyer had purpose and won't be forgot, so the bitter marquee letters read. While inside of friends and her family they gathered to make sense of why she was dead. And fare thee well, Heather Heyer, I ain't seen your shadow today. But when that breeze blows in my ears, then I know that you still got something to say. Oh, you senators and congressmen stand here debating whether statues should stay in the park. Well, now ain't the time for your speeches and sermons. Be the light with us here in the dark. And there thee well, Heather Heyer, I ain't seen your shadow no more. When I get marching, I know you're beside me, 'cause angels are hard to ignore. And fare thee well, Heather Heyer. Fare thee well, Heather Heyer. Fare thee well, Heather Heyer. I ain't seen your shadow no more.
Drew Velting's dramatic retelling of the incident 4 years ago that still is etched in our national memory, the mournful death of Heather Heyer. The horrifying event at Charlottesville, says Drew, apparently inspired Joe Biden to run for president. And that inspires me to postpone an encore from Drew Velting while I repeat a remarkable tribute to our new president. It was written by Cliff Eberhardt and Tom Prasada Rao. I played it on Woody's as Tom introduced it at the Greenwich Village Folk Festival 2 months ago. Now as a first hearing on our single special, it's recorded here by Cliff Eberhardt.
Life is not a horse race. It's that win, place, or show. So people grab the breath brass ring and why we'll never know. Some people seem to always win and we'll always wonder how. Perhaps that's why you lost before, because you need it now. You can spin the wheel or roll the dice or leave it up to fate. But fate will always trip you up no matter what you say. Some people bend the rules until they break to see what the laws allow. Perhaps that's why you lost before, because we need now. Ring them bells, ring them bells, let us hear them chime. Ring them bells, ring them bells, you were made for this moment in time, this moment in time. If you ever needed proof that this day would come, look outside your window and see what we have done. Every color of the rainbow, each race in the crowd. We're all here because we've lost before. That's why we need you now. That's why we need you now.
Because We Need You Now, Cliff Eberhardt's version of the song he wrote with Tom Prosado Rao, and we introduced here on Woody's Children back in January. That presidential connection completed, let me return to collect another socially concerned song by Drew Velting. This one also released as a single and designed, he says, to draw attention to the problem of homelessness and some of its root causes, such as the lack of affordable housing.
Alice knows that it's fatal to look hungry and so alone in the alleyways and the back streets that she's come to call her home. And at least once a week she won't cower good night's sleep. And a shower, she finds her way to a cheap motel. Oh, where do the homeless dwell? Johnny served in the Gulf War, but tonight he'll rest his head on the banks of the flood control channel in that L.A. riverbed. And he still breaches minefields in moonlight, reaches for his gin and a flashlight. He thinks he's dead, and it's just as well. Oh, where do the homeless dwell? Wall Street wanders like Jacob, find great riches in bonds and stocks. Now he's standing in line at a shelter, see him shoeless in worn out socks. And with three counts of insider trading, did his time, but there's no debating, he'd trade the streets for a prison cell. Oh, where do the homeless dwell? Drugstore cowgirl, sweet Sadie, says it's likely that she's still here. But the China white horse that she's riding and the scars won't disappear. And she sleeps far from the gutter, once stole the eyes of her mother. She's still drawn to that carousel. Oh, where do the homeless dwell? Who speaks for the vagabond poet, for the vagrant shades unseen, and who cares for the waifs and mad drifters, or some weathered welfare queen? And strays pass away into evening, night claims her tramps, no one's grieving, but where do they go? Oh, please pray tell. Oh, where do the homeless dwell? Oh, where do the homeless dwell?
In Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, an out-of-touch King Arthur whimsically wonders, what do the simple folk do? Approaching a deadly, serious social issue of our own times, Drew Velting casts a far darker shadow with his Where Do the Homeless Dwell? Another strong, and as a result deeply disturbing, song of society's outcasts, through no fault of their own, comes from Rod Abernathy. Alone, he says, we're all the same, making these sketches of people struggling just to make it through the year all the more disquieting.
Jane walks through the big city all alone, with a cardboard box and a blanket she calls home. Too hungry and too tired for tears, she begs to make it through another year. Joe signed up to fight the war overseas. They handed him a gun, said, now go fight for peace. Now he wakes up every night, sweating in fear, in a wheelchair that helps him make it through another year. Every face is a mirror, face has a name. On the streets we may look different, but alone we're all the same. Husband John is barely hanging on. At the end of his rope, their life savings almost gone. The treatments that he needs are at a cost so dear. She keeps trying to help him make through another year. Swim the river wide, never knowing if he'll make it to the other side. The voice of freedom keeps ringing in his ear, with the hopes his family can make it through another year. Every face is a mirror, every face has a name. On the streets we may look different, but alone we all look the same. Such a hurry, sometimes I lose my way. So many people come and go, and the years fade away. But in my life, there's one thing that remains clear. Don't wanna face this world alone through another year. Every face is a mirror, every face has a name. On the streets we may look different, but alone we're all the same. Another year, together we just might make it to another year.
Rod Abernathy casting his lot with those facing another year alone. Somewhat counteracting those somber musings is a new single from Sarah McQuaid, who also can't figure out what this world is coming to, but still looks to the stars and finds comfort in the darkness.
The silence of a past, the comfort in darkness, pale clouds in a blanket of sky. The light from my window, the trees lost in shadow, we'll likely have frost later on tonight. It's cold, I should go back inside where I know that it's warm if I sit near the fire. And as I stand shivering, the mist from my breathing forms tendrils of smoke that drift lower and higher. Orion the hunter is low in the sky, the guiding star. Yet again, what is this world coming to? The silence above us, the green earth beneath us, abounding with power and life. The bushes are rustling, the small birds are settling, hunkering down to be safe for the night. Orion the hunter is low in the sky, the guiding star is blue. I ask myself yet again, what is this world coming to? Darkness, pale clouds in a blanket of snow. sky. The light from my window, the trees lost in shadow. We'll likely have frost later on.
I was in Germany when the whole COVID thing hit, Sarah McQuaid tells us, and had to hightail it back to Cornwall before all the borders closed. Home alone, with no gigs, Sarah returned to an idea that had been brewing for a long while, recording a live album. That's what's in the works, but this tantalizing single has been an appetite-whetting preview. It's also taken us to a slightly belated midpoint break. But don't go away, because much more is yet to come with these singles, folk songs of Woody's children.
Little Pub joins you in supporting WFUV. All five locations in Connecticut are now open for indoor dining. Reservations are suggested. Little Pub is still offering online ordering with curbside pickup and delivery. Little Pub. Stratford, Greenwich, Old Saybrook, Fairfield, and Wilton. Menus at littlepub.com.
If you're driving less these days and have a car you no longer need, consider donating it to WFUV. We'll arrange to have it picked up and sold with proceeds supporting the station. Learn more about the advantages of car donation at wfuv.org/vehicle or call 888-400-5520. Thanks.
WFUV gets support from listeners like you and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
And this is Bob Sherman, grudgingly admitted that, while in no way diminishing my great preference for CD albums with liner notes and everything, singles can sometimes make important statements that really can't wait for an album to materialize. Here are two more examples, very much musical children of these pandemic times.
I don't want to hear how you're holding it together. I want to hear how you're coming apart. Not how you tell yourself to sit down, grow up, but how you hold your own broken heart. You break every dish in the kitchen. You spill your wine on the stairs. You threw out your back cleaning the closet. It's going to hell, do you care? You are packing into that tiny bag in your dream. I'd like us to drink a little too much and agree it's as bad as it seems. Some company here on the couch. I've been sitting here a lot. I don't want to know how you're coping. Psyche might find release. The building block of the broken heart is instructive. How we come apart. And I'm thinking of buying a tent. Roughing it used to be something I know. Side coming, she says it's just how it has to go. I made a little Madonna out of modeling clay. I don't give up all the time, just on alternate days. How do we break and break down to the smallest part, the little piece where your personality's
what we're learning. How the house falls down when it's burning. How do we break and break down to the smallest piece, the little particle where the psyche might find release, the building block of the broken heart is instructive.
Afraid to touch or open up the door. At first I laughed, but I don't laugh anymore.
Well, you can look, but you cannot touch.
I need some things, but I don't need much. I never believed I'd be seeing such sadness. Charge of all this madness. A clown who hides the truth until it's tragic and takes his bows while doctors work their magic.
Well, you can run, but you cannot hide.
Take a breath and it gets inside. It's hard to stop a rising tide alone.
For our modern times. Cosey Sheridan, finding it educational to learn how we're coming apart. Crow's Pasture, searching for truth within our life in quarantine. Sometimes putting out singles serves a different artistic purpose, pointing up older songs that for one reason or another have taken on renewed relevance. Bev Grant and the Brooklyn Women's Chorus went back to 2014 to retrieve Walter Robinson's ballad of Harriet Tubman, while Mike Glick reprieved his 2015 recording of Living While Black.
One night I dreamed I was in slavery. About 1850 was the time. Sorrow was the only sign.
just walking around, or felt there was a target on your back. Well, if your skin makes you step lightly on the ground, maybe you're living while being black. And if you're a boy, they'll still treat you like a man, but that goes both ways for a fact. And your hoodie's a mess to the children of the Klan when you're walking while being black. It's that unwritten law that's so hard to follow, and ignorance is not an excuse. And if you deny it, your words are just hollow. Talk's just a way to cover the truth. Say you're trying to make a living bending the law, selling cigarettes out of a pack. Well, that's cause for assault. It's your own damn fault. Just try breathing while being black. So if you're in Walmart holding the wrong toy, or driving and not looking right, or offering comfort to your dying boy, or there's that knee on your neck that's taking your life, you got no word that can carry the weight of Fox News and all those other hacks. You're the life of the party, just arrived too damn late, cause you're living while being black. Oh. So hard to follow, and just keeping it always in mind, that would make me enraged, always stuck on one page. Is that justice or just us who's deaf, dumb, and blind? Oh, have you ever been uneasy just walking around? Even your dreams could be under attack. So if they toss you a life jacket after you've drowned, maybe you're living while being black.
Golden Oldies reissued as new singles. Bev Grant and the Brooklyn Women's Chorus hailing the heroic deeds of Harriet Tubman. Mike Glick with his sadly still potent song of Living While Black. Undisputed champion in the brand new Golden Oldie department is Don McLean. To celebrate the re-release of many of his iconic songs on one of those Time Life digital sets you see advertised on TV, Don dug around in his own files and added this live performance from 1974.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills. In colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. Still your love was true, and when no hope was left inside on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, the silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
That is one of the masterpieces of contemporary folk music. Intricate lyrics, a beautiful melody, marvelous performance. Don McLean's Vincent, recorded by Don in concert 47 years ago. You can buy the massive Time Life set of his music, probably all of it at this point, but lucky us, I have Vincent on a radio sampler from Poet Man Records. Meanwhile, unlucky us, because that's just about all the time we have left today. But do come back next week when, well, tell you what, here's a hint. What do Bing Crosby, Mandy Patinkin, Tom Waits, and Odetta have in common? Answer, they all recorded Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And the lyrics to that iconic American ballad, along with such Broadway hits as Finian's Rainbow and Bloomer Girl and Jamaica, not to mention perhaps the most beloved film of all time, The Wizard of Oz. I'm referring to E.Y. Yip Harburg. And that's the fellow we'll be saluting next time, just a few days ahead of his 123rd birth anniversary. Jeremy Rayner will be back to tend to engineering and production details, and I'll be wallowing in nostalgia, so come on back with us. I'm Bob Sherman. So long, everybody.